and welcome to The Print AM. I'm Purva Chitnis, special correspondent with The Print. Today in this episode of The Print AM, we will be talking about MVA's seat sharing woes. The Mahavikas Aghadi, which is the MVA, the opposition alliance in Maharashtra, is facing increasing tensions due to unresolved seat sharing disputes ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. The MVA, that is a part of the India bloc at the national level, includes Shiv Sena Uddhav Balasaheb Thackeray, the Nationalist Congress Party under Sharad Pawar, and the Congress. The coalition has disagreements over at least two Mumbai seats and Sangli seat in Western Maharashtra. The situation is further complicated by Prakash Ambedkar's Vanchit Bahujan Aghadi, which remains undecided about joining the opposition. Despite a meeting with Sharad Pawar on Thursday that was aimed at resolving these issues, the crisis persists, particularly over Sangli, a traditional Congress seat which the Uddhav Thackeray-led Shiv Sena is eyeing. Despite the talks remaining inconclusive, Uddhav Thackeray, who currently is on a statewide tour of different constituencies, was in Sangli on Thursday, where he once again said wrestler Chandrahar Patil will be his party's candidate from Sangli Lok Sabha seat. The local Congress leaders even boycotted his rally there. Following Thackeray's rally, Maharashtra Congress chief Nana Patole on Friday raised objections to the announcement and said the alliance protocol says that seats that are contentious need to be discussed and solved amicably. However, for Shiv Sena UBT, which has ceded the Kolhapur seat to the Congress and will have to give away the Hatkanangle seat, another seat in Western Maharashtra, to ally Swabhimani Shetkari Sanghatna leader Rajesh Shetty, the party is insisting on the Sangli seat to have some presence in Western Maharashtra. Meanwhile, Shiv Sena leader Aditya Thackeray told The Print that the talks are still going on and as an alliance, they are here to fight the BJP and within few days, all differences will be resolved. Late Saturday, the Congress announced the second list for four seats from Vidarbha, which will go to polls in the first phase on April 19. Earlier, on Thursday, the party came out with its first list from Maharashtra containing seven names. With this, the Congress has so far declared 11 candidates from Maharashtra, which sends 48 members to Lok Sabha. The BJP so far has declared 20 candidates in its first list. So which are those seats in limbo? In Sangli, the Congress is keen on giving the ticket to Vishal Patil, the grandson of former Maharashtra Chief Minister Vasandada Patil. But Uddhav Thackeray announced the candidature of Chandrahar Patil, who has won the state's top wrestling competition, Maharashtra Kesari, twice. During his Sangli visit, Thackeray announced the candidature of Chandrahar Patil. But the contention within the coalition is not just for the Sangli seat. Even in Mumbai, which has a total of six seats, Shiv Sena UBT wants to fight four seats and give two to the Congress, while the latter is insisting on equal sharing. The seat of Mumbai Northwest was won by the Shiv Sena undivided candidate Gajanan Kirtikar, who defeated the Congress Sanjay Nirupam in 2019 parliamentary elections. However, after the split in Shiv Sena, Gajanan Kirtikar joined the Eknath Shinde-led faction, while his son Amol Kirtikar is with Uddhav Thackeray. A few weeks ago, Uddhav Thackeray even announced Amol Kirtikar's candidature from Mumbai Northwest seat. This is believed to have irked Sanjay Nirupam, who is keen on once again contesting from the seat. However, the Congress and Sena UBT are yet to form a consensus on this. On Saturday night, the Congress released its second list of candidates for the upcoming polls, featuring four seats from Vidarbha region slated for the first phase of voting. The candidates for Ramtek, Gadchiroli Chimur, Bhandara Gondia and Nagpur have been announced. From Ramtek, the party has fielded Rashmi Barve, while MLA Vikas Thackeray will contest against Union Minister and BJP stalwart Nitin Gadkari from Nagpur. Prashant Padole has been fielded from Bhandara Gondia and Namdev Kirsan is from Gadchiroli Chimur. Notably, the candidate for the Chandrapur seat, which is also a part of the first phase, remains undeclared due to an ongoing internal dispute. The party had limited success in 2019 elections, where it secured a single seat in Chandrapur, won by the late Suresh Dhanorkar. Currently, his widow, MLA Pratibha Dhanorkar, has expressed interest in contesting the Lok Sabha seat. However, leader of opposition Vijay Vadettivar is lobbying for his daughter Shivani to run, while the party has suggested that Vadettivar himself should stand for election. On this seat, the BJP has fielded Sudhir Munganttiwar, who is a current cabinet minister in Maharashtra. Earlier, the party announced its first list of Lok Sabha candidates for 7 seats in Maharashtra. Chhatrapati Shahu Maharaj, a direct descendant of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj, will contest from the Kolhapur seat, while Kasba Pet legislator Ravindra Dhangekar will contest from the Pune constituency. 3-time MLA and daughter of former Union Minister Sushil Kumar Shinde, Praniti Shinde will contest from Solapur, while Govard Padvi, son of loyalist KC Padvi, will contest from the traditional Congress seat of Nandurbar. Another loyalist and veteran, Vasantrao Chavan, has been selected to contest from Nanded, a constituency known as the home turf of senior leader Ashok Chavan, who quit the party to join the BJP. Balwant Pankhade, sitting MLA from Daryapur constituency, has been nominated to contest the Amravati seat, while Dr. Shivaji Kalge was the 7th candidate announced to contest from the traditional Congress seat of Latur. Meanwhile, the worries for MVA continue, with VBA's Prakash Ambedkar playing hardball. The MVA has offered 4 seats, but the VBA has still not accepted. MVA leaders said that they will continue with their talks with Ambedkar to get him on board. That's all we have for you in this episode of The Print AM. For more such episodes, do tune in. For The Print, this is me, Purva Chitnis, special correspondent, signing off.